I want to thank Jennifer for her table talk last week. She said, sometimes we don't feel like it. And I thought to myself, that's not me. This morning, I just wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling none of that. I just wanted to stay in bed, go for a walk, spend some time with God. I didn't want to do anything. Here I am. Luke chapter 10, verse 42, if you have your Bibles out. What am I doing in Acts? All right. Chapter 10, verse 42. Oh, we all know the story of Mary and Martha, right? Mary's rushing around trying to get the house all clean, dinner on the table, everybody fed. Martha, she's just sitting there with Jesus. Verse 42. Let's start with 41. Martha, Martha, Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better and will not be taken with her. I think I got those names backwards, but nevertheless, Martha's running around. Mary's sitting there with Jesus. And Jesus told her, Mary has chosen, only one thing is needed. I want to repeat that. But only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will be not taken from her. That one thing needed is spending time with Jesus, sitting down with him. When there's other things to be done, that's what he wants us to do, just to rest in him. So turn to Acts chapter 17, verses 24 and 25. This is Paul speaking. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by hands. And he's not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. All that we need comes from Jesus. And we think we have all these needs, right? We need a new car. I bought a coat the other day. I thought I needed it. I don't need it. I have coats. I just thought it was super cool. You know, but these are kind of throwaway things, the things that we think we need. I mean, I know we need food. I know we need rest. I know we need comfort. I know we need assurance from our loved ones. But compare that to what we get from Jesus. You know, he supplies those needs. I know that I can rest in him, that I will have food on my table when I trust in him, that I will have assurance, whether it's from my loved ones or not, that Jesus says, you know, rest in me. So let's take us back to Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 13. And again, here's Paul. Instructing what to do with that. Our needs. Love must be sincere, he says. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourself. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. And here's the kicker. Share with God's people who are in need. It's like, wow. The one thing we need is Jesus. The things that we lack are sometimes empty things that we think we need. But then there's others around us who are in need. You know, how do I show Brett love? Real love? Unless it's from Jesus. You know, give Jennifer a hug around the neck. Is it meaningless without Jesus? You know, I kiss my wife in the morning and at night. I know that we are together because of Jesus. That one thing needed, Jesus. That's why we do this, to recognize our one thing needed.